Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We are your hosts. My name is Ryan.
And this is Dak.
And on this week's show, we are talking about the best quick service restaurants at Disney World. But you said it differently.
Yeah, can't miss.
Can't miss, that's
can't
right.
Can't miss quick service restaurants at Walt Disney World.
So a few months ago, we did the not so top 10
yeah,
quick service.
We did.
And tonight, we're not doing a top 10, we're just doing... These were what we think.
Tried
and true. And here's the rules. We had to have experienced them ourselves.
Yeah.
So we've been to all of these that we're going to talk about. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So the best quick service restaurants at Disney World. Can't miss.
So let's do this.
Okay.
Let's start with the parks. We'll kind of go through each of the parks. And then we'll finish up our round with... any that are outside the parks, because there's a few that are at, let's just go through it. Let's start with the Magic Kingdom. So Magic Kingdom, if you listen to our top 10 worst quick service, Magic Kingdom hit the list quite a bit.
Magic Kingdom is one of those parks that, and we've talked about this often, they need some serious help with quick service places.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have any at the parks? Do you have any at Magic Kingdom?
Man, so the only one I think I have at Magic Kingdom, we've never been done wrong at Columbia Harbor House.
Okay.
So I would say that's one of our kind of go-to places. Other than that, now you've tried the new menu at Pecos Bill.
I did.
What'd you think?
It's like a chicken bowl. In my opinion, it was kind of the same level of quality and taste and so forth. I was willing to give it a shot, but unfortunately it came up a little bit lacking for me.
I still want to try it, just because again, we've harped on Pecos Bill for so long on this podcast, and I want to give the menu a shot, but yeah. So anyway, for me, Columbia Harbor House, probably the only one. And I guess if we're counting Sleepy Hollow.
Sure.
You know, not technically a quick service restaurant. It's more of a quick service kiosk.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can find some good things there.
Absolutely.
So
so for me, I'm going to go outside of Magic Kingdom. I know I said before we were going to try
to
keep
just changing
to the
things
parks.
Up
I'm changing me. Everything up. So for me, my pro tip is go across the lake to the Polynesian.
I know where you're going.
Go to Captain Cook's. Ooh. So Captain Cook's is the Polynesian Resort's quick service dining location within the resort. Man, I think breakfast or dinner, you're going to be great. I didn't even tell you this. So when I went on my solo trip, I actually went over there for breakfast. They have this, and I've heard about it, but I've never had the opportunity to try it. So I wanted to specifically try it. They have this French toast, and it's called Tonga Toast.
I've heard of Tonga Toast.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro,
dude.
Yes.
So it's actually one giant, what seems like one giant slice of French toast that has bananas on the inside, which you would think would not go well with French toast, but it does. And then the whole, and it's probably a good 2 inches thick of bread. And then the bananas on the inside, and then the whole outside is coated in this cinnamon sugar dusting.
Gosh.
Phenomenal.
I came to the recording tonight absolutely famished.
So that's a good breakfast item there. And then lunch and dinner, we've bragged on the pulled pork nachos. Delicious there.
Right. Those are fantastic.
And I think, you know, if you go through the menu, we won't take the time because we're going to go through a few other restaurants. But Captain Cook's to me is one of those that if you have different palates within your family, Captain Cook's is one of those nice restaurants that hopefully can meet everybody's desired taste buds.
And I've never been there when it's not been busy. It's always been busy.
Yeah. I will say that.
But you know what? To grab a order of pulled pork nachos and to go sit in the lobby and just chill and eat.
Yes.
That's a great experience.
So good. Yeah. All right. Let's keep moving.
Should we go to Epcot?
Yeah. So my top of the list Epcot is going to be La Halls. I think we've talked about this almost every episode on our podcast.
I think we
somehow
have.
Somehow it sneaks in every time.
Well, it's so popular. It just, I mean, it's one of those, I think a lot of people have it on their radar to go hit La Hall.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's great just simply because you can get full on lunch or dinner types of meals or breakfast for that matter, where you're going to get an actual meal that will fill you up. Plus they have phenomenal French pastries and treats and so forth. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. And then you turned me on to this little pro tip for La Halls is you get a large baguette for like $5 or something like that.
If that.
And you get some butter and so forth, and it will absolutely fill you up. It's probably the cheapest way to eat at Disney if you're just looking to fill up on some baguette bread.
Yeah, right now the baguette full is $4.95.
There you go.
That's one of the cheapest. That's one of the best values you're going to find at all of Disney World.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything else you'd add to La Halls?
No, I love La Halls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's almost, I mean, again, that's one of those, I'm at Epcot, I got to at least walk into it and see.
Yeah.
And just check it out. I got it.
And again, when we say tried and true, there's never been a time, and I've ordered all different kinds of you know meals there, and I've never been disappointed.
Never been disappointed.
Ever.
There's always something there. You're talking about probably 10 to 12 different entree items, 10 to 12 different pastry items. There is something there for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Others in Epcot?
The Regal Eagle Smokehouse.
Okay.
Now, we've kind of talked about this a few times. Listen, we are from Texas. We live in Texas. We love our barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, I would consider you a brisket connoisseur.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dak makes some amazing Texas brisket, some pulled pork, some burnt ends. Like,
yeah.
So for me to say that I find the Regal Eagle, it's not bad barbecue.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty decent. And there is a special, I want to say it's on Disney Plus, where they talk about when they were designing the Regal Eagle, they kind of, the chefs went to the Carolinas. They went to Kansas City. They came to Texas. They wanted to learn really some of the deep, dark recipes, right? How do you get that coloring on the brisket? You know, how do you master the sauces and vary? Now, a true brisket lover will say you don't need sauce.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. But there's something about
it. Sure is good.
It sure is good. And there's something about the Carolina, kind of that mustard based sauce. Right. I'll get that on my pulled pork. Anyway, been to Regal Eagle a few times, never been disappointed. I would say my last visit there just a few weeks ago, maybe the portions are just a tad smaller than I remember. I mean, that's, I don't know, inflation, whatever, right?
Yeah.
But again, Regal Eagle, it's at the American Pavilion. I would say you can't go wrong if you like barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple honorable mentions that I have. I don't know. Again, this is kind of like what you were alluding to with Sleepy Hollow. Maybe not a full-on quick service, but definitely a good stop to get some food that will fill you up. The Caramel Cookie.
Caramel Cookie?
So it's mostly caramels, right? So you're not going to go there and fill up on a lunch unless you're looking for a huge sugar rush. But great stop there in Germany. And then the other we talked about, I think we talked about it on our last episode, is the Kringle Bakery. Kringle.
Yeah.
That's in Norway. And you're going to get some pastries and sweet treats there as well. Again, you're probably not going to get anything in there that's going to fill you up from a lunch perspective or a dinner perspective, but absolutely worth the stop. And when I say quick service, I'm talking quick service prices. And that's what you're kind of looking at, somewhere in that $5 to $15 range as far as what you're going to get for foods.
Yeah. But if you're looking to feed your family of 4 to 6 people,
yeah, no.
Yeah, you probably want to hit like a traditional quick service place. Yeah,
that's why these are only honorable mentions, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Any others you got there in Epcot?
Not that I've tried personally.
Yeah.
I've tried a few others there, but I would say that not worthy of discussing.
Yeah, not consistently good, not consistently every good. Time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move over to Hollywood Studios. I do not. So Hollywood Studios is another one of those that I just don't have a whole lot of faith and trust in. There's been some where I've had a pleasant experience, but then I've gone back and it hasn't been a pleasant experience. So tried and true. I don't know that for me personally, I can put somebody on that list that's been there every single time.
So I think there's going to be a difference between great tasting food and consistent, I need to eat something, I'm going to go here.
Yeah.
I would say the ABC Commissary, the food is actually decent.
Yeah.
Is it fantastic food? I wouldn't put it in that category. But I think if you're hungry and you need something to eat, I probably would start there. When we were there for our guys trip, I mean, a year and a half ago at this point, I got the shrimp tacos and I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah. So that's where I was going. And that's who I was kind of alluding to is ABC Commissary. You know, I've had great, more good than bad experiences. There's been a couple where I've had that have not been phenomenal. And so that's why it's probably on the fringe for me of like, if I'm stuck in Hollywood Studios and I don't want to leave, I'm hitting ABC Commissary.
Yeah.
But am I putting it on my top of the list? I'm absolutely planning on eating there. No, I'm not planning to eat there.
What do you know of the Backlot Express? I haven't been there recently. I have heard that the burgers have gotten better.
I've heard that as well. What I will say about the Backlot Express is that they have some really fun desserts. So I know at Christmas time they had this like mousse pine cone type of dessert. It looked like it's not made of pine cone. It looks like a pine cone, but it's a mousse. And it was very, very good the last time I had it.
Okay.
But as far as like what you're going to get there, it's your standard burger, chicken strips, which to me are always a little bit lacking at most of the Disney World quick service restaurants. Just not good.
And this is just personal preference. I tend to stay away from a hamburger at Disney. I don't know why. I know Disney makes great hamburgers.
I got a sleeper for you.
Oh.
I'll save that one down the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all I had for Hollywood Studios. Not a whole lot of options there. Again, if I'm stuck there and I'm not going anywhere else, then I'm going to hit ABC as a backup plan.
Dude, this picture that's on the Disney app of their slow pulled pork hamburger.
This is who?
A Backlot Express. Yeah, it's not gotcha. Bad looking. Looks like you got some French fried onions.
Maybe it's
on
worth
it.
Trying.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have to try that out. All right.
So we've got Magic. We got Hollywood, Epcot. That leaves us just with Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. I got a couple here.
Okay.
I'm sure we have the same two.
Yes. Probably. All right. You name yours, and then I'll name the second, which is on both of our lists.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to go Flame Tree Barbecue.
You're going to make me say.
And you're going to say Randy's favorite. Flame Tree Barbecue, again, if you're a barbecue snob, this probably will be a little lacking for you. But I think generally speaking, it's decent barbecue. I would say what makes Flame Tree kind of a fun experience is that it's all outdoor seating.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several levels of it. And you get to overlook that lake that's there. In Animal Kingdom. I think, you know, it can be a really good experience. And again, the food is not bad. The pulled pork mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think the portion sizes are much more financially aligned. So what I mean by that is there's a couple of plates that they have, meat plates that they have that are pretty filling. You're going to drop close to $20 for them, but I think that you can feed a couple of people on that. So in my mind, you're spending $20 to feed two people,
yeah.
Which I think is reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that you would get full off of that as a, you know, full grown man, but My wife and one of my daughters, absolutely.
Well, let's put things into perspective. Dak, you were what, 6 feet one, 250?
Yeah.
I'm 6'3", about 220. Yeah, like,
we're not sharing a plate.
No, we're not sharing.
We're two big guys.
Okay, you remember that time at Disneyland we went to Cafe Orleans? Yes. You're like, there's three, so it was us two and Randy, so the three of us. And you're like, between the three of us, we can split two Monte Cristo sandwiches.
That was a mistake.
Such a mistake. I was almost angry by the time we were done.
A few hungry guys.
Yeah.
So I think, okay, so back to Disney World, Flame Tree Barbecue. I think it's the best bang for your buck outside of the baguette when it comes to a meal at Disney World.
Yeah, I would say so. I think
and consistently good.
I would say I've never had a bad meal there.
Yeah. So then that brings us to Satouli.
Satouli.
Satouli. I always want to add the N in there. Satouli Canteen. That's in Animal Kingdom in Pandora. I think the best thing about this is the plates there and the bowls that you can get. It all tastes so fresh.
It does.
And so what I like about it is that typically when you're at a theme park, you get a lot of the greasy and heavy sugar type of meals and treats, which I got no problem with. But every so often you want to have like something that tastes really fresh and refreshing. And so I think this Satouli Canteen gives a great option for that. And it probably has one of the best desserts on site, which is the Blue Moose dessert there. I think that's all it is. It's like a blueberry lemon mousse that is just out of this world.
It tastes fantastic. It's a beautiful
dessert. Presentation. Everything about it is just beautiful.
And if you don't know where we're talking about, this is over at Pandora. It's the only quick service place there in Pandora. I would agree with you. This was probably, and I think this is consistently rated as one of the top quick service locations in all of Disney World.
It has to be.
It's really, I mean, the portion, like you said, the portions are a good size. It tastes fresh. It's different than the hamburgers and, you know, not that you can find a ton of chicken nuggets at Disney World, but it's not a hot dog. It's not a turkey leg. It's like legitimate. Like it's a smoke. Look at, for example, the smoked chimichurri braised beef.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So that's all I had at Animal Kingdom. The last few that I have, oh, I'm sorry. I do have one more at Animal Kingdom. Again, this is kind of an honorable mention.
Okay.
So it's called Tamu Tamu. Do you know where that is?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. So Tamu Tamu.
I'm sure I've been there.
It's in Africa. So as you're walking over the bridge, heading into Africa, right before you get to, it kind of gives you an option where you can, if you go forward, you're going to hit the Kilimanjaro Safari. If you go to the right, you're going to head off into Asia. If you head to the left, you're going to go see the Lion King show. And right there on the corner, right where those guys usually perform and do all the dancing, and it's very loud there. But there's a little restaurant there, and it serves, it's called a Simba Sunrise.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Dole Whip with a strawberry drink to it. And then they serve them colossal Mickey cinnamon rolls, which are some of my favorites. So again, great breakfast stop. I will say that. It's a great breakfast quick service. You can get like a, I want to call it an egg McMuffin, right? But it's not an egg McMuffin. It's just a, you know, an egg sandwich and so forth. Very good options there for you at Tamu Tamu.
What's funny is that I don't know the name, but I probably have been there a dozen times.
Yeah. So it's got good food options and good little viewing area if you want to watch people dance with those guys. And you can stand how loud it can get over there. But great, great breakfast quick service option for you there.
Okay. And again, I've heard good things about Yak and Yeti. I've never experienced it.
Same.
I've heard good things about it, so.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's one that seems to hit a lot of people's list. We agreed that we were not going to talk about things that we hadn't personally been to. I would say it's worth giving a shot.
Yeah.
Just based on, you know, public opinion.
Yeah.
All right. You got any outside of the parks, resorts, Disney Springs?
I got two at Disney Springs.
Me too.
Okay.
You go.
The Polite Pig.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it back.
That is on my list for sure. I think the Polite Pig, I would stack it up against almost any barbecue place.
Would you say it's the best barbecue on property?
100%.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably some of the best barbecue in Florida.
Yeah, Florida's not known for their barbecue.
Yeah. It's
but
good,
I know what
good
you're
barbecue.
Saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Again, your
portion sizes are pretty good. I mean, I don't think you're going to walk out of there stuffed, but I think you're going to walk out of there happy and satisfied with what you ordered at the Polite Pig.
I would agree. I think that, I mean, you walk by it and you're like, I got to go in.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you have another one there?
Yeah. So I got one more. Okay. And this was my sleeper burger place. So Deluxe.
I was asking about that.
Burger there. It's there in Disney Springs.
Oh, snap. I'm looking at a picture.
Yeah. It has some great burger options. And they have some great burger sauces that you can choose from. It's always busy. We talk about, is Polite Pig the best barbecue on property? I think Deluxe Burgers are the best burgers on property. Now, I've heard some good things about Shula's, but that's over there at
the Dolphin. Shula's is going away.
But yeah, I've heard it's going away. So I would say Deluxe is, if you want a good burger and you're in Disney Springs, that's a place to hit up.
And they're also known for their shakes, right?
Yes, they have some great shakes there. Yeah. Absolutely. But that was my list.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm mentally going around the parks thinking, and I think for me, we covered everything that I like.
Yeah. So yeah, there's no others that I think, again, as far as our criteria, consistently always good, never walk away disappointed, and good bargain, good, you know, bang for your buck type of scenario.
Yeah.
I think everything on our list hits that.
I think so. Yeah. Again, so if you're going to Disney World and you need some reputable places to take your family, I think we've given you a lot of options today.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so.
So let me ask you this, magical scenario time.
All right.
If you were a Disney food imagineer or chef, a Disney chef, and they come to Ryan and they say, hey, Ryan, okay, we are giving you the reins to open up your own quick service restaurant. You can pick the cuisine. You can kind of pick the location. Where are you going? What are you making that you feel like would be a big hit and could, we'll put a wrinkle in this, and can fit within the theming of the area it is that you're going to?
100% already know, because I have dreamed about this. And we may have even talked about this on a preview.
I think I know where you're going.
So we need to expand the area around Tiana's Bayou Adventure. We're going to build a restaurant and we're going to call it Tiana's Cajun Cafe.
Nice.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to serve jambalaya. It's going to serve seafood gumbo. It's going to have crawfish. It's going to have fried crawfish tails. It's going to have alligator. It's going to have the dirty rice.
I love it.
This is one of my favorite cuisines.
Yeah.
Right. The atmosphere, it would be amazing. The cuisine would be amazing. I think that would be one of the pristine locations in all of Disney. If they did it right, you can make crappy Cajun seafood.
Yes, you can.
But it's also not hard to make good Cajun seafood.
Yeah.
It's, you know, get you some seafood fondue with some garlic bread. Fried calamari. Oh, man.
Yeah. See, I knew you were going there.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything that's better than that, because I I really don't. So I don't have anything to answer my own magical scenario that would be as good as what you're talking about, because I agree with you. I think that is one thing that Disneyland has nailed, is they have Cafe Orleans there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they They have all those types of food options for you, as well as the Monte Cristo. That's what I would do, is I would say everything that you just said, plus throw in a Monte Cristo. Like, I don't understand why we can't share.
Dude, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay, so I do have one. I just thought of one. The other place that I love at Disneyland is the, now it's totally escaping my mind, but the fried chicken.
What's the name of that place?
Plaza Inn.
Plaza Inn, that's right.
So that's the only thing is I don't know of, I've heard, what's it called? Something Homecoming there in Disney Springs.
Yeah, Chef Art of...
I've heard good things about that.
I know what you're talking about.
But I have personally had the Plaza Inn's fried chicken, and so I know it hits the spot. So that's the only other thing that I would bring to Disney World is some of that Plaza Inn fried chicken.
Dude, I remember our very first trip to Disneyland as a guy's trip, and you were like, you guys have to try this fried chicken. I'm like, bro, it's like 10:30 in the morning, man. Come on. But I'm like, sure. I mean, I'm not a big fried chicken fan. I like it, but I'm not. Yeah. I don't actively seek it out when I'm just like driving around.
Right.
But I remember, dude, it was fried chicken. It was mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah. And I'm like, this is a pretty heavy meal for 11 o'clock in the morning. But you're right. It was so, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I'm not either. Like, I'm not hitting up KFC or any of these other fried chicken locations. But every time I go to Disneyland, I've got to hit Plaza Inn and get some fried chicken.
Dude, is there anywhere on property that has wings?
Ooh, that's a good one. There you go. Maybe Guy Ferrari.
Guy Ferrari.
Yeah, his Chicken Guy location has some.
Is that Disney Springs?
Strips. It's Disney Springs, but I don't know that it's.
The Chicken Guy. I got it pulled up right here.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I don't know that you have wings there, like a wing stop.
You got tenders.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you got some specialty sauces. No, it doesn't look like wings. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be a great
wings.
Yeah, that'd be a great. I think Disney Springs location. Yeah. I don't know where you would put that anywhere in the parks or anywhere at any of the resorts or anything like that. So probably a Disney Springs.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good one.
And maybe a good. And again, I haven't heard. I've heard the pizza window at Epcot is not as good as what's inside Via Napoli.
Right.
So I think because I've heard that, I've never tried it. So maybe a decent pizza by the slice place.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Yeah. It seems like the only good pizza place in Disney World is Via Napoli. And so that's a shame. Most of the other places that you can get pizza is not great pizza.
Have you had the pizza? Is it Saratoga Springs? No. There's a resort that supposedly has.
I have not.
I've heard has the best pizza on property. And nice. I thought it was Saratoga Springs, but maybe I might be wrong there. Yeah.
So. Well, listen, this is now your time, listeners. So please give us a like and a follow at all of our social media sites. We want to hear from you. If there's something we missed or something you've tried, maybe the Yak and Yeti, give us your feedback there. If you know of this mysterious pizza place that's the best pizza on property.
Yeah, call me out on that one.
Yeah.
I want to know. That's the thing. Like, I want to know where the best
absolutely
pizza. I mean, because up to this point, I've experienced Via Napoli. To me, that is the best pizza on property. I've had some of the other pizzas in, like, what's the other one? Pizzafari, which was like vomit in a bag.
Yeah.
You know? The other one at Hollywood Studios.
Pizza Rizzo. Garbage.
And it's just nothing nothing up to this point is compared to Via Napoli.
Yeah.
So, but if there's something else out there, dude, we should just go and should just try all the pizza places.
That's absolutely a notable challenge.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let us know. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your feedback. Give us a like and a follow, and till next week.
Till next week. Later.